online piracy, the issue of illegal file sharing.
Millions of people illegally download movies, music, and video games every day. But can online piracy be stopped?
Online piracy is a serious and expensive problem. Recent figures show that 90% of files transferred over file-sharing networks are copyrighted. And it's costing the US economy up to $250 billion a year. But at the heart of the matter, there's a moral question to consider. Is it fair that someone can download for free in seconds something that took a team of people months of hard work to create?
So, what are the governments doing about online piracy? Some countries have passed tough new laws. In Spain, the government can now shut down Spanish-based file-sharing websites or block access to overseas-based sites. Also, governments are going after high-profile pirates. Kim.com, the flamboyant owner of MegaUpload.com, was recently arrested in New Zealand. He's been accused of piracy because many people were using his website to swap copyrighted files.
But are laws and arrests really the best way to stop piracy? Many people aren't so sure. The problem is that films are released at different times all over the world. Kim.com says that a teenager in Germany, for example, has to wait 6 months to see a movie that has already come out in the US. So, instead of waiting, they download it illegally. Kim says, if everybody had access to content at the same time, you wouldn't have a piracy problem.
American company Netflix lets users stream films to their TV. But many complain that Netflix's selection of movies is too small and that there aren't enough new releases. One reason for this is studios release films on DVD and then, after a few months, make them available for streaming. Why? Because they want people to buy the DVD. But what actually happens is one person buys the DVD, they upload it to a file-sharing site, and everyone else downloads it for free.
American law student Shrikant Mikilineni believes that if movie studios and record companies want to beat the pirates, they need to make it just as simple and quick to get content legally. I think people would pay for content if it's reasonably priced and it's available when they want it, he adds.
This is already happening with music. Spotify is a program that lets you stream music to your computer for just €5 per month. And since it launched in Sweden in 2009, online music piracy in Sweden has dropped 25%. What's the key to its success? Spotify has a large range of music, songs are instantly available, and the service is reasonably priced.
But easy access isn't the only possible solution. Economics professor Glenn MacDonald thinks he has the answer to music piracy. He says record companies should give albums away for free, as a kind of advertisement for a band, and then make money off tours and merchandising.
And that's not such a ridiculous idea. The albums of heavy metal group Manowar are among the most pirated on the internet. But instead of costing the band money, it's made them a fortune from their tours, which are full of fans who discovered the band by illegally downloading the music.
Online piracy is a complex and controversial issue. And one thing's for sure, it's not going away anytime soon.